Hey, this is 5 Minutes with Elvin. You're listening to The Fall of Troy. Let's recap what we've learned. Today, we're going through a list of 7 things that bring down Troy. Helenus, the bow and arrows of Hercules. Palladium, the Trojan horse. Sinon, Laocoon, and the death of Astyanax and Polyxena. 1. Helenus. The Greek prophet Calchas suddenly loses his power of prophecy. The gods cut down the communication between them. He no longer knows what gods think. Being a good advisor for the Greek army, with or without the power of prediction, Calchas urges the Greeks to kidnap the best prophet of Troy, Helenus. Through the intelligence of Odysseus, the Greeks succeeded in bringing back Helenus and making him work for them. 2. The bow and arrows of Hercules. According to Helenus, they need the weapons of Hercules, his bow and arrows. Hercules was the hero from the previous generation. Now it is Hercules' disciple that has his bow and arrows. This disciple of Hercules was left behind by the Greeks to his own fate when he was injured. Now, through the intelligence of Odysseus, Hercules' disciple was found, apologized to, and brought back to the Greek camp with Hercules' bow and arrows. 3. Palladium. There is a huge statue of Pallas Athena in Troy. Troy is therefore under the protection of Athena. Even though Athena is helping the Greeks, but the statue of Athena makes Troy invincible. The Greeks can never bring down Troy with Palladium, the huge statue of Athena in it. They have to remove it from Troy. Through the intelligence of Odysseus, the Greeks succeeded in stealing the Palladium. Troy loses its protection. 4. The Trojan Horse. The most famous among the 7 things that bring down Troy. The Greeks need to find a way to steal into Troy in order to bring it down from the inside. It is almost impossible to smuggle in soldiers enough for their plan. They need a supersized tank, and the tank cannot be seen. Through the intelligence of Odysseus, a similar vehicle is invented, the Trojan horse. It is big enough for the Greek army. It is not invisible, but it looks harmless. And no one would expect an entire army of elite soldiers to hide in there. 5. Sinon. In order to make the Trojans take in the Trojan horse, the Greeks need to offer them a convincing story. Odysseus trains his best disciple Sinon for such a plan. Sinon is already the best disciple of the cunning and clever master Odysseus. After the training, Sinon becomes even more convincing than before, as a speaker and as an actor. After the Greek army of elite soldiers hide in the belly of the Trojan horse, and after the rest of the Greeks sail their ships to hide behind the giant rocks near Troy, Sinon acts like an abandoned soldier and a hater of the Greeks, crying loudly and alone on the seaside. The Trojans found him and inquired of him. Sinon acts and lies, and his acting and lying are so convincing that the Trojans believe he is abandoned by his comrades, hating them and telling the secret of the Trojan horse, which the Greeks built to offer to gods in exchange of the powerful protection of gods. The Trojans are impressed. The horse is taken in. Sinon is successful. 6. Laocoon. Before the Trojans take in the horse, a Trojan priest tried to stop them. His name is Laocoon. He told the Trojans that he feared the Greeks, and he feared them even more when they came with a gift. Laocoon and his two sons tried to stop them. Poseidon didn't want him to sabotage the Greeks' plan. Poseidon sent out huge sea serpents to strangle them, and the Trojans believed it was the god's will, and they had to take in the horse. The struggling Laocoon and sons, dying in the coils of the strangling serpents, have become an aesthetic symbol of pain and suffering, featured in a considerable number of paintings, sculptures, and other art forms. In addition to Laocoon and his two sons, the Trojan princess Cassandra likewise advised the Trojans not to take in the horse, but nobody ever listened to her. 7. The death of Astyanax and Polyxena. By day, the horse gets in. By night, the army comes out. The gate is opened for the Greeks outside Troy. Everything happens so fast. Houses are burned, the Trojans are killed. There is not even a war, it is a murder at night. The Trojans wake up only to die. Troy is sacked. Since Hector is killed, Hector's baby boy, Astyanax, has to die to prevent a future revenge. Since the Trojan War begins with the human sacrifice of a Greek princess, Iphigenia, it has to end with another human sacrifice of a Trojan princess, the baby girl of Priam and Hecuba, Polyxena. With the death of these two babies, the Trojan War formally ends. This is 5 Minutes with Elvin. I'll see you in class.